How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Worst Father's Day ever. Worst Father's Day ever. We will be talking to Matt in seconds here. Matt and Chandler, he DM'd me how Sienna ruined his Father's Day yesterday. You have no idea what it is.
No idea. I want to know.
JD, you're going to die laughing on this one.
I can't wait. I wonder if it has anything to do with your husband, Ivan.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe.
Does it have to do with your husband, Ivan?
Hmm.
Listen, I had a great Father's Day, but what a pain in the butt my parents are. I simply wanted to call my dad, very Puerto Rican family, say bendición, which is, you know, God bless, and say, hey, dad, happy Father's Day. I want to send you dinner today, your choice. I was like, how about Mamitas, which is his favorite Peruvian spot in L.A. He's like, that sounds good. I'm like, all right, just have mom text me what you guys want, and I'll order it. I'll DoorDash to you around 5. So I text him. It's 5:30. I go, hey, guys, group message, mom and dad. No one's hitting me back.
Yeah.
I FaceTime him. Dad, what's going on? Oh, no, ask your mom. They're fighting
again. Oh, no.
On Father's Day?
On Father's Day. They fight every day, guys. I have no idea how these people, my parents, have been together over 50 years. I don't know how they fight every day.
When they fight, do they fight and then just kind of move on from it as if nothing ever happened? Or do they, like, apologize? Is there a whole thing?
They never apologize.
No, it's just move on like nothing ever happened?
Yep.
Right.
They stay in separate rooms. My dad sleeps in their room I grew up in, and my mom sleeps in me and my brother's room. And they fight every day but love each other. And I couldn't get the order from them. I'm like, Dad, just tell me, what do you want? He tells me, I want ceviche. I want this. Well, what is mom? I don't know. Call her. I'm texting my mom. She won't answer.
Oh,
I call her. She won't pick up the phone. Like, I can't just order my dad food.
Yeah.
Oh, there's such a pain. I'm like, Dad, I'm just ordering you 2 orders, everything. Just give it to mom. Well, I don't know. We're going to eat it. I don't care. Happy Father's Day. Bye. Such a pain.
That's so funny. What were they fighting about? Did they end up telling you? It just whatever. Just
whatever. It's
being annoying in person.
Just,
I get it.
They're just tired of each other. They should have divorced 20, 30 years ago. Anyways. So let's get to Matt and Chandler. How did Sienna ruin this man's Father's Day? Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Absolutely.
All right. Matt, share your story.
Yeah. I went to yesterday's D-back game.
Uh-huh.
And I came up and took a picture with Sienna, and she complimented my polo.
Uh-huh.
So I had my wife take the picture, and she did not appreciate that you were so complimentary of the polo.
Which polo? The polo that a polo you were wearing, or you got one of those free D-back ones?
One of the free D-back ones.
Okay.
Oh, so the other 14,999 other polos.
How many people did you compliment yesterday on their polo?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was seeing so many people, so I was just like, oh, that looks great on you. It looks good, you know, because they're purple, so the color pops. I didn't think it came off flirty.
Small talk.
That's what I kept telling my wife, that like it wasn't a big deal. I'm sure she was just complimenting everybody on their polos, but my wife was hearing none of it, right? Like that I, you know, enjoyed flirting with you too much, and that you made it a thing and I made it a thing, and I was like, I don't think either one of us made it a thing.
Oh my gosh, I had no, like, I'm just existing, I'm just doing my job.
too well is the problem.
Too well.
This fight got stupid, like stupid big. And we ended up leaving the game early. And my kids didn't even get to run the bases at the end of the game.
Way to go, Sienna. Way to go.
That's my favorite part about Sundays is they do this promotion where the kids get to come down on the field for free. You just wait after the game and they get to run the bases on the field. Man.
Way to go, Sienna.
I'm so sorry.
Way to go.
Unbelievable.
Would you stop flirting with these married men?
Are you kidding me?
Listen, tell your wife there's a ring on my finger if she didn't see it. I am happily married as well, so I meant nothing by it.
You don't wear it all the time, so I can see that.
I wear it to games. I wear it every day. I don't know where JD gets this narrative. I don't wear my ring.
He's trolling.
He is.
He asked you to hold his hot dog. Wow. That's crazy.
No, nothing like that. Wow.
So what inning was it when you took the picture and you guys left?
We left before the 7-inning stretch. We were
so close.
Right before the 7th inning.
Oh, my God. It was stupid.
Have you guys talked since?
No, man. It's still all the silent treatment. She just won't get over the Sienna thing.
I am so sorry. Hopefully she hears this, and I'm letting her know. I don't want your man. No offense to you, Matt. But
hey, Matt, real quick question. Let's be honest here. Were you flirting a little bit with Sienna? Me and JD see it. These guys think they have a shot. Were you flirting with her a little bit? Come on.
I mean, professionally, she was being nice. I was being nice back, but I wasn't, like, flirting with her.
No, you got a smaller polo so you could look bigger. I know what you tried to do.
You're stupid, JD.
He flexed a little bit.
They give you an XL. You went down to a medium. I get it, my boy. Go ahead.
Do you remember this guy, Sienna?
Yes.
You just,
yeah, because, I mean, I meet a lot of people and stuff, but, yeah, I remember taking a picture because he came up and asked for one. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, I just feel bad. I would say maybe next time you're at the game, I'll give you a T-shirt, but I don't want to cause another conundrum with you and your wife.
Your wife went.
I bet you it's a wet T-shirt. I bet you she's peeling it off herself and giving it to him.
I bet you like that.
Oh, you would like that, huh, Sienna? This is a free T-shirt. Oh, my God.
This is a dream
Come
for me.
On.
I'm just living, I promise.
Oh, no. So, let me ask you a question. You know you didn't do anything wrong. She's obviously overreacting. Do you wait till this just kind of burns out, or do you have to get out of the doghouse? And
you know, we've been married 11 years, and honestly, at this point, I know better than to try to do anything to make it better. She's going to be mad until she's not mad anymore. So we just ride it out, and I try my best to not make it worse by enjoying the peace and quiet.
Yeah, she's hated you for 7 of the years out of the 11, for sure.
Yeah, add me to that list. Damn.
Yeah.
Way to go. Sienna's silent treatment made it to your house.
Well, have her come to the game. Maybe I can make her my friend. I don't know. I don't want her to hate me. I'm a people pleaser. I don't like this.
Guys, the weirdest thing happened. I had my tire slashed last game. What?
She found my car.
You think it was a Dodger fan or? No.
It was Matt's wife.
She keyed my Bronco. I said Matt's wife.
P.S. Matt's wife.
Well, we're sorry. We apologize for Sienna.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, thanks, guys.
There's always next year for Father's Day.
There's always next year. Leave her at home.
Yep.
Yeah, don't come to the D-backs game.
Yeah. All right. Well, appreciate you coming. I thought it was just a hilarious DM you sent me, so I had to share it with the show. Appreciate you waking up early with us. Tell your wife we said hi.
Oh, yeah. No, she just killed him right there. Is that her on the phone? She just heard Sienna. Way to go, dude.
Are you talking to that guy?
I know, and now you fall into the show. Damn.
Is that her?
She's totally shopping for Dodger gear right now, dude.
Oh, you just got staycation.
Oh, shoot.
We'll take more calls.
602-805-101.
How was your Father's Day ruined? Matt's on the board. Way to go, Sienna.
I know.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.